brought to you by Penguin.
Keisha the Skirt by Jade LB. Read by Taz Munya and Nadia Rose. With the introduction written and read by the author.
Author's note. Sitting down to write this author's note, there's a pressure to make it bare profound, more than I've noticed feeling throughout all aspects of this project. Writing this is confirmation that this book, which has been in the works in some capacity for almost 2 decades, is about to meet people in a very official way. Even now, in June 2021, I engage with so much of this project with a numbness because I still cannot believe this. I am mindful that I could very easily go on and turn this note into a mini book of its own if I delved into all of the twists and turns, so I'll stick to the basics. For readers new to this work, I started writing Keisha the Skirt at 13 years old. It was popularly known as Keisha the Skirt at the time, and the tale reprinted in these pages, in the OG section of the book, was a product of some enterprising creativity and pretty meagre resources. I'd been gifted a desktop PC for my 13th birthday in 2005, with only the default applications available for me to knock myself out with, while dial-up internet remained outside of the household budget for some time. When we finally got AOL later that year, and I caught up to my peers with the then-must-haves, an MSN, a Facebook.com account, and a Pixo site, I vividly remember uploading the first of about 6 chapters I'd so far written of this story onto my Pixo site as a flippant bright idea. Over the next few years, Keisha the Skirt ingrained itself in the adolescence of inner-city Brits coming of age in the noughties, alongside many other heirlooms we look back on fondly and acknowledge as the foundations of what we now refer to as the culture. This book is made up of 3 parts. The preserved OG text I wrote between the ages of 13 and 15 exists in these pages for the first time in official print, so excluding all the school printer paper it graced. It's here as a reminder of where it all started, and I'd gently advise you to have the Urban Dictionary on hand whilst reading. I hope new readers inquisitively picking up this book use the OG as a portal to access intimate and intricate parts of Black girlhood they may not have had the opportunity to witness otherwise. For readers familiar with Keisha, I hope you will smile, laugh, cringe, and see her anew all these years later, riding each wave of nostalgia the text invokes. On this project, I've collaborated with some giants who have expertly spoken to what Keisha the Skirt means to them and to the culture in the form of essays. It felt important to archive some of the multitude of conversations and considerations Keisha the Skirt inspired via the writers we will look back at and say, they spoke for, to, or about me in years to come. These essays make up the final section of this book. Then there's the rewrite. I had so many editorial conversations about the direction of the book. We went back and forth on what should be included, how everyone could be served, and what I wanted. This project with Murky Books has been in the works unofficially since 2019. And for a lot of that time, my ego wanted to offer something more reflective of adult me. We played around with the OG text, made a mess, but settled finally on this rewrite, and I churned it out under the maddest of time constraints. I've endeavoured to bring Keisha's story to literary life, creating better imagery to invoke some real rushes of nostalgia, applying some literary devices to help it hang together better, and giving more texture to the characters to further bring them to life. I've also tried to keep the story as authentic as possible without violating the OG. As it stands, the rewrite is a reoffering that honours a younger Jade's original creation while keeping Keisha the Skirt alive and contemporary. I have an appreciation for every individual who has bought into me via Keisha the Skirt that's very difficult to articulate and express in this brief author's note. If you're familiar with Keisha the Skirt and listening to this author's note, you have likely engaged with my creativity and or the memory of it several times over the last 15 or so years. Perhaps you read Keisha the Skirt as an amused teenager or shared
Sample complete. Ready to continue?